The Speaker of Parliament, Edwardo Ajao, has been sworn in as acting President of the Republic of Ghana. This is because both President John Mahama and the Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Arthur are out of the country on official assignments. The brief swearing-in ceremony was performed by the Chief Justice, Mrs. Justice Georgina Wood, in Parliament House today. It is in accordance with Article 60, 11 and 12 of the Constitution. Yvonne Atilago reports.
Mr. Ajao is acting following President Mahama's departure to Mali to participate in the inauguration of Ibrahim Boubacar Keita as that country's president. Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Arthur is also in the UK on a three-day break. Edwardo Ajao took the oath of office and secrecy.
Having to comply with Article 60, 11 and 12 of the Constitution,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
that I will be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana,
that I will be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana,
that I will at all times preserve,
that I will at all times preserve,
protect and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And that I dedicate myself.
And that I dedicate myself.
To the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana.
To the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana.
And to do right to all manner of persons.
And to do right to all manner of persons.
I further solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear
that should I at any time break this oath of office, I shall submit myself to the laws of the Republic of Ghana.
I shall submit myself to the laws of the Republic of Ghana
and suffer the penalty for it. So help me God.
The first Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Eboba Tinotro, now acts as Speaker of Parliament. The minority leader in Parliament, Osaeche Mensah Bonsu, congratulated Edwardo Ajao on his new position. He said though he will be acting for a short time, it will be a history in the life of Mr. Ajao and the country as well.
It has been the pet project of some of us that the Speaker of Parliament should be one of our own. Today we have Right Honourable Do Ajao, one of our own, as the Speaker of the Institution of Parliament. It has been the sincere wish of some of us that the President of the Republic should be persons with parliamentary experience. Today we have His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. The combined experience of the two gentlemen, Mr. Speaker, should find expression in our national development efforts. Mr. Speaker, we can only wish the Right Honourable Speaker very well while his authority lasts. Mr. Speaker, it may be provisional or transitional, but we know in this country that provisional arrangements can last for more than 11 years.
The majority leader in Parliament, Benjamin Kumbuo, said the ceremony indicates that the country's constitution arrangements are of age and maturing.
I guess that we will wish the Honourable Speaker the best and say that there is no office that is short and that 3 days might relatively be a short period, but in terms of practical political experience, those days can prove to be very, very decisive. So we use this opportunity to ask him to wean off his role as Right Honourable Speaker and assume the mantle of the number one gentleman in anticipation of any eventualities which will require that he should handle in that particular office.
President Mahama is expected to return to Accra later today.
Yvonne Atilago reporting.